with Montana News. I'm Corin Cates Carney. State officials are working out the details of a landmark agreement to save the greater sage grouse without having to put the bird on the endangered species list. This September, the U.S. Department of Interior announced it wouldn't put the bird on the list because individual states had come up with their own plans to protect the sage grouse and its habitat. That decision brought mixed reactions from environmental groups, and some said the lack of a listing would lead to further decline of the bird. Now, it's up to state land managers to put their plan in motion to try to balance sage-grouse protection and private property rights. John Tubbs is director of Montana's Department of Natural Resources and Conservation.
We have a challenge that the other states don't have. Most of the sage-grouse habitat in the western states is publicly owned federal land. And in Montana, we have 60% of the land that is core is privately owned. And so we really need cooperation by our private landowners to help us. And I think there's real opportunities.
Tubbs is a member of the Montana Sage-Grouse Oversight Team that met Tuesday in Helena. In September, Governor Bullock charged them with completing the state's sage-grouse habitat conservation plan by the first of the year. Program manager Carolyn Syme says the state's goal is to cooperate with private landowners on development permits.
The permit applicant then would work with the program to review their proposal and their project with an eye towards first avoiding impacts to these key sage-grouse habitats and minimizing the impacts to the habitat in such a way that we're really trying to guide development away from those key areas. We've tried to come up with strategies that guide development in a way that would have the least amount of impact on sage-grouse, at the same time recognizing we need to do something to provide incentives to private landowners.
Those incentives include $10 million in state money for a mitigation program approved by the 2015 legislature to help landowners offset development impacts in places where it can't be guided away from sage-grouse habitat. DNRC's John Tubbs says the idea is to allow developments like housing, oil wells, and mines, but still protect the birds.
Then the mitigation program is there to allow you to proceed with the development, and in order to proceed, you'll be purchasing mitigation credits to essentially offset the disturbance that you're causing.
When developers want to build in sage-grouse habitat, they will have to apply to the Sage-Grouse Conservation Program and tell officials what they plan to do. The extent of the work in the habitat will determine the size of the mitigation credits.
Applicants will be able to go in and draw a polygon of where their project is, describe that project, and then the tool that we will put out in January calculates the percentage of disturbance that project will cause. And under the executive order, a maximum of 5% is allowable, and anything beyond that, we'll need to mitigate the impacts of any additional disturbance.
Areas of core sage-grouse habitat are located in central Montana near the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge. Other habitat zones are in southwest Montana near Dillon. A map of those areas is on our website, mtpr.org. Public comment about the stewardship grant program is open until January 22nd. In early January, public hearings will be held in cities near the core habitat, in Malta, Roundup, and Dillon. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.